Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Unsolved Mysteries. It is your host, Natalie, here, and I want to apologize about the music in the background. My brother in the other room is blasting his music. So, anyways, today's story is the death of the boy in the box. So, on February 25th of 1957, a body of an unidentified boy was found in a box in the illegal dumping ground near Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The boy was estimated to be around 4 to 6 years old. That is so young. And he weighed about 30 pounds and stood around 3'3". He was found naked but wrapped in a blanket. Like, his murderer was like, felt remorse, you know? And his hair was recently cut and his body was recently washed clean. There were small scars on his chin, groin, and left ankle, which proved that he went through a small medical procedure. He was found with blunt force trauma to the head that was determined to be the cause of the death, and there were no witnesses. The body was found by a young man who was walking through the abandoned lot. Strangely, the man waited a whole day before contacting the police, and even a second man had previously found the body as well, but had not contacted the police because he didn't want to get involved. With the cold weather and the delayed phone call, police weren't able to accurately estimate the time of the body. In order to identify the boy, the body was kept in a morgue, while visitors from 10 different states tried to look for the identical markings to no avail. Police sent out 400,000 flyers of the boy to police stations, post offices, and the courthouses all over the country. Even the American Medical Association sent out a description of the boy, but it led nowhere. The police compared the boy's footprints and fingerprints to the hospitals and police records and showed that the boy never existed. In 2016, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children released a forensic facial reconstruction of the victim and added him into their database. But unfortunately, the boy was never identified, and the case still remains open. That's really scary, because, like, what if the boy was born in captivity, you know? There would be no identification of him at all. And that's really sad. But that is today's story of the death of the boy in the box on Unsolved Mysteries. It is your host, Natalie, and I will catch you next time.